Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of competence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. All right, gentlemen, so this is going to be a five-round fight. In one corner, I've got Italian shoes. In the other corner, I've got American and English shoes. I'm going to hold these shoes against each other, and I'm going to let you guys know a winner or a draw in each of them. I can tell you this is going to be a close fight, because at the end of the day, I'm making some huge generalizations here, but I will say that there are distinct differences between the two, and in many ways, it makes logical sense because of the geography, the history, everything that goes into it. And at the end of the day, to me, the decision is still very subjective, so I'm going to throw in my personal opinion a bit. But to start this off, let's first talk about leather. So understand that the leather I'm mostly talking about here is going to be in and around the upper. So what we're going to see over in the Italian footwear is a lot of calfskin. And calfskin, because of its how just strong it is, how dense it is, how it is just sought after because it has it lacks a lot of blemishes or any imperfections. Now, as it makes sense, it comes from calves, smaller calves. So the percentage of calfskin out there is going to be less. In addition, for higher end shoes, we're oftentimes going to see they want to use either a grade one or a grade two. And that's only 43% of the actual entire, basically what we've got of the actual hide. So understanding that you can only use less than half of a hide because you want the better quality, especially for what we're going to see in the Italian style, you know, that's a problem, and that's going to drive the price up a bit. Now, what we see over on the American and the English, we see a lot more cowhide. Now, cowhide, you're going to have a larger hide. So that 43% that's actually going to be useful, again, that's 13% in grade one, about 30% in grade two. So you've got a little bit more to pull from. That's going to sometimes draw the price down overall in the cost of goods in the material. And the cowhide, though, will have a little bit more in terms of blemishes, but it still has a lot of all the same qualities we saw over in the calfskin. The big difference to me is going to be the hand and the softness. Calfskin, it's going to be slightly softer, and it's going to be a little bit thinner. That's what another thing in general of the leather we're going to see on the Italian side. They go with a little bit thinner. Now, on average, what are we seeing? We're seeing about in the upper, about 5 ounces on average. Now, in the American side, we'll see 5 ounces, sometimes 6 ounces, sometimes even 7 ounces, which is about 1.5 ounces is about 1.98 millimeters. 7 ounces is about 2.7 millimeters in thickness. On the Italian side, we're going to see closer to 4 ounces. So that's about, 1.7 millimeters, 4 ounces there. And so a little bit thinner. Now, what is that telling us for, basically we're going to have just a lighter overall shoe. Now, also on the American and the English side, they like to use a lining, and that's going to be an additional ounce on the inside. Now, when it comes to the leather outsole and the insole, we're basically going to see about 25 to 27 ounces total. The outsole, which is actually the bottom of the shoe that touches the ground, we're going to see about 12 ounces or about almost 5 millimeters in thickness there. And the leather that they're going to use, they want to use something that's going to be a little bit less porous. So we do want, again, use probably a grade two, maybe a grade three if it's been treated. Now, grade three is about 30% of the total hide. So what we're seeing here in general is that the leather used, the Italians are going to go towards the softer and the thinner. The Americans are going to go for the more firm and the thicker. In addition, I haven't even brought in Cordovan. So Cordovan is actually horsehide, and it's a dense, non-porous leather, basically tanned from the inside of the horsehide. Now, Cordovan, it takes a little bit more time to break in. It's going to be a heavier, just a little bit, its denseness. Now, It's very much priced because this is going to be, of all the leathers we've talked about, this is going to be the most weather resistant and the one that is not going to absorb moisture in general. But it's also one that takes a lot of time to break in. So, you know, you got your pros and your cons. So what do I say here about the leather? I'm saying that this first round is a complete draw. Reason being is it's very subjective. Some men like a lighter shoe. Other men like a heavier built shoe. When it comes to the leather used both in the upper and the soles, really depends on what you're looking for. Round number two, build type. Okay, so what you want to do is look at the bottom of the shoe. Do you see any stitching in the bottom of the shoe? If you see stitching, that's a great sign. Basically, we're looking at either a Blake or a Goodyear welt. So Blake stitch, I'll talk about that here in a second. Goodyear welt, we'll get into that here in a second. But stitching in general means that it's a higher quality shoe. If you do not see the stitching, most likely the shoe was glued together. Now, gluing has its pros and cons, and it's actually used both in American English and over on the Italian side, but that's going to be for cheaper shoes. And eventually the glue can break, it can fall apart, but a lot of times you're just going to see that on shoes that cost well under $100 to $150, although sometimes on more expensive shoes, you'll see it as well. So let's get over and let's make some big generalizations here. And I'm going to say that most of the Italian shoes are going to use a Blake stitch. Most of the American and the English shoes in the higher level range are going to use a Goodyear welt. Let's talk about the build advantages and disadvantages of each. So let's start off with the Italian. We've got the Blake stitch. Now the Blake stitch, it doesn't have a welt. Basically, it doesn't have that. And we'll talk about the welt here in a second. But basically, it uses a single channeled stitch that runs straight from the outsole through to the interior. And it holds the different parts of the shoe together. So it's got a single stitch that's going in from the bottom of the shoe all the way to the inside of the shoe. And the inside, basically the upper, has been wrapped around the last. And that is actually what right there, we've actually seen the stitching go in. Now, the stitching is done from the inside of the shoe. So they take the last out and they're going to do that stitching right in there. Some types of Blake stitching machines, basically they've got a last and then they've got a stitch that goes in right underneath there. And again, everything is being done on the inside of the shoe. And that's probably the main difference is a Blake stitch, the stitching done on the inside of the shoe goes right through and it's relatively pretty simple. Now, the advantages of the Blake stitch is when I look at the build, it's going to have a very sleek build. We can go for a thinner sole overall, making for a sleeker shoe. Now, let's look at the Goodyear welt. Now, the first step in basically putting together a Goodyear welt is to stretch the upper over the last, and then you bring it together with the insole, the midsole, and the welt using what's called a welt stitch. Now, notice I said that you've got a welt. Now, welts, they don't even exist in the Blake stitch world. But in the Goodyear welt, you've got this additional welt, which is basically leather going in on around the outside of the shoe. And it's used for a two-element type of stitching. So initially, there is a stitching that goes in that connects the upper to the sole and then brings it together. Next up, let's talk about the Goodyear welt. So the Goodyear welt is going to be a little bit more durable, a heavier build than the actual Blake stitch. Now, there's advantages, disadvantages. I'll get into that a little bit later in this audio, but I will say that it's going to have a heavier overall build type, and that's because it actually has excess, it's got materials which are not being used in the Blake stitch. The key one is what's known as the welt. So the welt goes all the way around the outside of the shoe, and so when we talk about the construction of this shoe, what we're going to see is the upper is wrapped around the last. And the last is a three-dimensional, basically fake foot that the shoe is built around and the whole design of the shoe is made around. But it goes around the last and everything is brought together with the insole, the midsole, and the welt. And it's used what's called a welt stitch. Now, the welt stitch is what holds all those things I just talked about, the insole, the upper, and you know that together and the welt together. But what we next have happen is then there is a rapid stitch, and the rapid stitch is what goes around the outside. So at this point, the sole has been attached, but instead of going on the inside of the shoe and then going straight down, what they do is they go on the outside because we've got that now welt on the outside of the shoe. and we have this rapid stitch that goes around. So there's this extra step in the construction, which, you know, just simply makes, and oftentimes they use a thicker sole, thicker insole and a thicker outer sole. And all of a sudden we get what is viewed as a heavier build. So who am I going to give this round to? Guys, I'm going to say it's a draw because it is simply, it's very subjective. If you like the Goodyear Welt and you like the heavier look, you like the look of the stitching on the outside, the overall big, usually thicker sole that we see here, cool, that's for you. But if you like a sleeker design, you like usually a thinner sole, you don't like being having to see that stitching on the outside, you want something that is viewed as more elegant by some men, then you want to go with the Blake Stitch. Next up, let's talk about the comfort of the shoes. So let's look on the American and the English side. So immediately, what do we notice? The heavier build, which I've talked about, not just in the upper, which again, the American and the English oftentimes use a thicker, you know, more like a 5 to 6, sometimes even 7 ounce upper type of shoe that's going to take, it's heavier, but it also is going to take more time to break in. Sometimes it could take a solid month of wear to actually break in a pair of Corda Vans, definitely a week to 2 weeks to break in a pair of basically cowskin leather shoes that are at about 6 ounces, maybe 5 ounces with a little bit of stiffness in them. Also, metal shanks. Now, I love a good metal shank and I understand why it's in the shoe, but again, this is something that's going to add weight. It's going to actually, you know, basically you got to take these shoes off for sure when you're going through that metal detector. Let's look over on the Italian side. What are we going to see? Just in general, more lightweight designs. We're also going to see in the sole, they're going to use just less leather right there. They're going to still try to use a very dense leather that's going to be resistant to moisture being soaked in, but most of this stuff has been treated, especially if it's going to be touching the ground. So because of the fact that these are lighter and that they aren't going to take as long to actually break in, I've got to give this one to the Italians. Round number 4, durability. So over on the Italian side, like I said, they're using lighter leathers, but they are, when it comes down to it, using thinner leathers. That if you assume that the density is the same on both sides, it's just going to make it hard for them to last as long as the thicker leathers. In addition, like I talked about, we see a Goodyear Welt, we see thicker soles over on the American and English side. So because of this, I've got to give the durability to the American and English Goodyear Welt. Finally, round 5. Okay, so let's talk about value. Which shoes are going to be the best deal? So like I talked about, Blake Stitch Italian shoes are actually less expensive many times to manufacture. The Goodyear Welt, especially if it's being done by hand, can drive up the price. But hey, a lot of the things that the Italians talk about, such as the hand finishing, going over and the little details that they do into the broguing and all the other parts of the shoe that they like to do by hand, can drive up their price as well. But let's look at actually the resoling. The Goodyear Welt, to get it resoled, is technically going to be less expensive than a Blake Stitch, although last time I went out and priced this, it was very small. And sometimes the Goodyear Welt is going to use a more expensive outsole. So all of a sudden you've got the price of goods slightly rising up. At the end of the day, I find that again, this is a draw. So what do we have at the end of this fight? We've got 3 actually draws. We've got 1 decision that went towards each side. So I hate to say it, but this is a draw. And I don't really hate to say it. I just want to be honest, because when it comes down to it, the shoe that you choose is going to be dependent upon your needs. If you live in, let's say, the United States, I live up in Wisconsin. You've got 4 seasons and you know that you're going to be wearing the shoes out in inclement weather, then you would maybe want to lean towards the American and the English build simply because the Goodyear Welt is going to be slightly more durable. But I will say, do not be wearing these are, you know, just because they're slightly more resistant does not mean they're waterproof. No dress shoe made from leather is technically waterproof. Now you can treat them. And I do believe that, you know, if a man is smart and he's walking to work, let's say a couple miles in Chicago, in New York during the winter, it's better to use something simply as a, you know, a galoshes where you actually have a plastic protection on the outside of your shoe, or keep your best shoes at work and wear boots, wear another type of shoe that is going to be water resistant when you're traveling on those subways, when you're going through and you're walking through that snow and sleet, because at the end of the day, you want to take care of your footwear. So the value, I had to give them a draw there with the build type, again, going with a draw, leather going with a draw. But when it comes to comfort, I definitely lean towards the Italian side when it comes to durability. I've got to recognize that the American and English, when they use a Goodyear welt and overall their thicker leathers, are going to make those shoes probably more durable. At the end of the day, guys, make the right decision for you, which you can do if you go over to the show notes at realmenrealstyle.com/episode88. So in the show notes, guys, I go over a lot more. I also link you to, we've got over 100 infographics. We've got just tons of great information over there at Real Men Real Style. So guys, go check it out. I think you're going to enjoy it. I think you will find something that will just make it easier for you to make the smart purchasing decision that you probably want to make, because you don't want to waste your money on something that you don't want. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.